TheDailyPost.org presents Interviews. Today's guest, Drunk Ben Heyman.
Hey there, this is KingRec56 of TheDailyPost.org.
And I'm Ben, and I'm incredibly drunk.
It's true. He's really drunk. I can tell just with the way he's giggling at everything and falling off his chair. Yeah.
Woo! Yeah. This is a really great song.
Yeah.
So,
I've gotten good.
So, what have you been drinking?
John A. beer. Beer called Sir John A. That's the name of one of our presidents who's known for being a drunk.
Awesome.
And it's named after him. Yeah.
Did you just have one, or did you actually have?
I had three. It's the other day, like last week, I had like six, and I wasn't even nearly this drunk. I guess it's because I didn't really eat anything all day. But I don't know. I'm really drunk, despite the fact that I only had like three beer. Drank a bit. I had like three beer, and I'm really dizzy, and I like if I stand up, I'll like topple all over the place. It's a good time.
Yeah.
They were like, wow, you're really entertaining. And I was like, that's good. I'm glad that I'm entertaining to people, because, wow, I'm really good.
Yeah, I should just have a segment on Foss that's just devoted to talking to drunk people on Skype.
Just devoted to interviewing drunk people.
It would be you and Saber, probably, predominantly.
Yeah, probably. I MSN Grimes, and I was like, Grimes, and I spelled it with multiple S's, and I was like, I'm really drunk right now, and he was like, lol. But he didn't really talk. He didn't talk to me beyond that. I was like, I expected him to, like, talk to me and be like, hey, let me use this and find out how entertaining you are drunk. But no, he hasn't said anything since. I'm like, okay.
Well, I'm not letting this pass me, fucking lie.
Good call, Rick.
I have the internet recording.
I don't actually drink very often, so this is a rare occurrence, I guess. Well, in my life, I've particularly drunk three times, and this is the most drunk I've ever been. So.
I wonder if Drunk Ben remembers things better than Sober Ben.
Probably not. I can't. At this point, I can't even remember things halfway through a conversation. A friend of mine and I were like, we were comparing boobs to babies for some reason. I kept forgetting things. There's actually some startlingly good comparisons you can draw between the two.
Oh, well, do you remember any of them?
They're both soft. People like. Oh, a really good one is it's considered inappropriate to go up and play with a stranger's without introducing yourself. But yeah, we found some really good ones. It was entertaining.
This is a really great conversation. I wish I would have gotten to record that one.
Oh my goodness, you missed so much. You should have come to the bar with us.
I should have just drove. Fuck.
Should have just drove to Canada and been like, hey, I'm going to hang out with you and university students at times.
Oh, it's only a matter of time before me and Krem move to Canada.
It's true. Krem's really looking into it, I think, at this point. I've been telling him about how cool people are here, and I think he's into it. I think he's going to move here.
Yep, yeah. It's a definite possibility. And
yeah. People like the internet here. Anime, webcomics, and all kinds of cool
economy,
things.
You know, nice healthcare.
Nice healthcare. That's a plus.
Not having to, you know, worry about being drunk, because you can apparently do it.
Yeah, even if you're only 19, you can get really drunk here.
How old are
it's
you?
A good time. I'm 20.
Woo! You're underage according to US of A laws.
According to US law, I'm underage. According to Canada law, this is A-okay.
My dad always wanted to take me up to Canada for my 19th birthday and get me drunk and then get me hookers. That was an actual plan. I'm not sure if the hookers are legal when you're 19, though. Also, I'm not sure if you're still there. Nope. Pause.
Can you hear me, Rick? I can I can't hear you. Are you talking? I can hear mumbled, like, garbled shit. Yeah, I hear garbled shit. What's going on?
Can you hear me now?
Oh, we are. Hi, Rick.
Yeah, apparently Skype tries to fuck with my audio settings every time I connect to somebody. Anyway, back with, Ben Heyman. So, how are things going, Ben? How are you feeling? You seem cheery.
Pretty good. Pretty good. If I stand up, I'll fall over.
Oh, you know, well, that sucks. You know, unless
I had a really good time, like, wandering back to my dorm. The RLA came out and was like, are you okay? I was like, yeah, I'm good. She's like, you going to bed? And I was like, yep.
No trouble here, ma'am.
No trouble here, ma'am. No officer. My DS charger is, like, really tangled up with my microphone. I'm kind of bothered by that, but I really don't think I can do anything about it right now.
Eh, well, you know, as long as it's not, like, wrapped around your face because it's that tangled up, I don't think it's going to be a problem.
It's like it's actively strangling me.
Yeah. You should go down the hall. You should go down the hall while drunk and pester strange Asian girl, invite her to this interview.
David's Asian girlfriend there. Yeah, that'd be pretty funny. I don't know what she'd think of that. She'd just be like, what the fuck? Except she'd say it in Japanese. I'd say what the fuck in Japanese.
You should invite your strange 30-year-old roommate.
He's not home. I was actually just commenting on that, except we weren't on Skype at the time. It was between that. I was like, man, I'm glad my roommate isn't home. He'd probably be pissed at me yelling about being drunk right now. Whatever.
Tell him you're drunk on barbecue sauce.
What? Barbecue sauce. Yeah. I don't know where he is. He's probably out somewhere drinking. I don't know.
He was... He was much easier to deal with when he was alive.
Yeah, exactly. He's much easier to deal with when he's here than when he's not. When he's not here, I just don't know what to do about him. All his barbecue sauce is just, like, staring me down, and I'm just like, fuck that shit, man.
Throw it in a blender. Oh, man.
What? What's that?
Are you still hearing me?
Kind of, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I missed what you said.
Yeah, you should just throw it all in a blender, Dave style. Because really, this guy is your guy.
It's like a barbecue snuff film.
Of course, barbecue cock. Dragging across your anguished face.
It's sauce, though. You just need to stir it to mix it all together. It doesn't take a blender. What?
Okay, then fine. Like all his 80 pounds of meat that he's stored in your freezer.
Oh, yeah. I'll just throw that. It's raw meat. I'll just throw it in the blender.
I mean, well,
it's every animal now.
I mean, what the fuck is with that dude? Is he, like, an Oregon Trail farmer dude who just shot, like, 500 pounds of meat?
I go David Stem, like, I blended all your meat as a funny joke.
Oh, man. Goodness gracious. You should be drunk more often.
I should. This is, yeah. Last weekend I was pretty drunk. But, yeah. Not quite this much.
Yeah, well, you know.
Well, maybe. I wasn't online, though. I was out. Yeah. Who knows?
You were out hanging out with, like, indie people.
Yeah. It's hard to judge how drunk I was.
Well, you seem pretty drunk now. Besides your MSN conversation. Slightly misspelled a few things.
See, I'm aware of the misspellings. I can see them happening, and I'm just, whatever.
Who cares? Well. I like your misspelling of okay as OPK4.
That's pretty funny. I was like, wow, that's really misspelled. Yeah, I was at the bar, I was talking to a friend of Ali. I was like, I can tell that I'm really drunk right now and that I'm falling all over the place, but I don't really know what to do about it.
Right now,
I'm leaning off my chair, like, looking at the floor. Yeah.
Keep a wastebasket near you. Don't need you throwing up.
Last weekend, My prof, one of my profs invited me to a party at his house. Yeah, I guess at the end of the semester, he likes to have this big party full of philosophy students. And he's like, and he invited me, even though I'm not a philosophy student. I guess he just likes me. So I was at his house.
Yeah.
And I threw up in his house. Sweet. It was pretty exciting. I was like, man, I just threw up in Malcolm Murray's house. That's exciting.
That's awesome.
In his toilet. I made it to his toilet. But yeah, I take it as a sense of pride that I threw up in one of my prof's house really drunk.
That's awesome. I'm glad.
Yeah! Woo!
I threw up at work after drinking a lot down the hall at another bar.
You're drinking at work?
No, well, I drank down the hall after work, and the restaurant was closed.
Okay.
So I'm like,
and then you went back to work to throw up?
Yeah, I needed to throw up somewhere.
I suppose you might as well do it at work.
You know, and there's a toilet there, so I'm like, just a minute, I need to use the bathroom.
It was really dangerous at the party at my prof's house because we were all hanging up in the loft. We were all hanging out in the loft.
Yeah.
The beer was downstairs. We need to go down these, like, rickety stairs to get to the beer. It was dangerous.
Uh-oh, someone's going to die.
Yeah. I think, actually, there was another prof at the party, and he apparently fell downstairs. It was pretty awesome.
It's a good thing you didn't have your camera.
And his cat caught fire.
What? I need this story now.
Okay. Well, see, the funny thing, he's a philosophy prof, right? So,
yeah.
Like, in his classes, when he's using, like, talking about morality, he'll often use this, like, nobody really understands why, but he always uses this example of people setting a cat on fire. And so that we're at his house at this party, and he's got all these candles around, and one of his cat gets too close to one of them and actually catches fire. So it was really funny because, you know, his cat caught on fire. And we're like, ha ha ha, because he always talks about cats on fire.
What was his reaction to this?
I don't know. I don't remember. It was pretty funny. He was just like, oh, wow, that's amazing. It didn't, like, the cat wasn't hurt. Some of its fur got singed. The cat was okay.
So the cat didn't burn to death while everyone was like, oh!
No, the cat didn't burn. It just, like, some of its fur was kind of singed, and it obviously was not a great condition for a cat to be in, but it wasn't hurt.
Luckily, someone was nearby with, like, a fire extinguisher to just douse the fuck out of the cat.
To put out the cat. To put out the cat. When cats catch, go up in flames.
Man, Canada has the best parties.
Exactly. Canada's a good time. We let 19-year-olds drink.
We let everyone drink. Welcome to Canada.
Exactly. Oh, I also smoked pot at the party.
Well, you know, that does happen.
At a prof's party, it was pretty awesome, yeah.
Well, I'm pretty sure they do it as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Almost everyone does.
Hell yeah, obviously.
Isn't philosophy just about getting high and thinking about stuff?
I'm pretty sure that's what it's about. I've only taken one philosophy course, and I'm pretty sure that's just what it's about. It's drugs,
Socrates,
alcohol,
toking
Socrates
up.
Socrates. Toking up with Socrates, yeah. Did I tell you about... I decided a little while ago that, not Socrates.
Aristotle?
Not Plato. No. Oh, right, it is Socrates, yeah. Socrates was the original troll.
The original troll?
Socrates was the original internet troll.
How so?
Well, he just went around trolling everybody.
Oh.
Like, he just went around being like, if you read about Socrates, that's what he did. He just trolled people.
Well, you know, he was a great man in trolling, but is he... Is he anti-level troll, or is he just, you know...
No, not it. Well, he did get, like, lynched, right? Like, they fucking lynched him for his trolling. He was trolling before there was internet, before there was anonymity.
Yeah.
He was just doing IRL, and people fucking were, like, just like, no, fuck this shit, and they lynched him.
He was a philosopher.
I lynched for trolling people with philosophy.
Is philosophy mafia aligned or townie aligned?
I'm gonna say mafia aligned, probably.
Maybe even independent.
Independent, yeah.
Oh my god.
Good old Forum Mafia. Who even plays that?
Apparently, like, half our actual users. They just don't go out.
I logged off of POS like 3 days ago. I haven't logged on since.
Yeah, I've logged on a lot more recently, but it was mostly to update POSCast, which did get updated, so you'll get to enjoy all sorts of CWC fun. It's like an hour and a half POSCast. It's like one of the old long-ass ones.
Oh, yeah. Like the old-school POSCast before SOAP came in was like, what's this?
What's this day shit?
What's this shit?
Well, back in the day, use it. Fucking one POSCast could take up like a quarter of his fucking bandwidth.
That's true. He had legit reasons for hating podcasts, and it's not like he hates it anymore, I guess. He's on it half the time.
Yeah.
So, such a good man.
Man. I really should force everyone to drink and have them podcast with me.
Good call. Drinking podcasts are really good. I'm enjoying this one so far.
It's a shame we don't have any actual mailbags, or I'd make this like a real podcast.
I could read something. Pick something for me to read, and I will read it.
Oh, fuck. Well, all right. Load up Firefox.
My bookshelf.
You might pick, like, Macbeth or something.
I could.
Batman Hamlet, if anything, off your shelf. Let's see.
Yeah.
I'll log into Squirrel Mail and see what the old thing here is.
I could pick one of CWC's favorite books, like Of Mice and Men.
Do you have anything on your shelf that is not highly classical literature?
I got Raptor Red. That's this book Auntie sent me that has raptor sex in it.
Oh, that's...
I will read the raptor sex scene from it right now.
Why don't you read dinosaur comics for us?
That's a good idea, too.
Let's see here, dinosaur comics. This one's pretty good already.
Raptor Red is bumped by her mate. The two Utahraptor lovers make a slow dance around each other. Raptor Red makes submissive motions with her head and neck. The male replies with identical bows and head bobs. He mounts her once, but she shakes him off. He dances and bows again and attempts to mount, and Raptor Red shakes him off, this time more gently. On the third try, Raptor Red lets the male mount her unhindered. Yeah, he bought me that book on the basis of, lol, it has raptor sex in it.
That auntie's a special guy.
Yeah,
now that's like a guy to have drinking with you.
He was born a year ago, year and a half ago, I don't know. It was a long time ago. He was just like, I read this book when I was a kid, it had raptor sex in it, you should read it. I was like, okay.
That explains a bit about him.
Yeah, as a child, he liked to read raptor slash fiction, I guess. I don't know.
I talked to that guy when he was drunk once, but yeah, I don't think I can describe to you in words what it was like.
That's Auntie in general. I mean, in drunk, as a drunk would be even more so, but in general, Auntie is not someone you can describe with words.
The closest thing I can do is, you remember that one picture from the original Rick's Dad Fun Fest that had him, like, he had just run over a guy.
Driving his car over a fucking dude, yeah.
And then he gets out and he, like, thumbs up towards the camera.
Yeah.
That picture was pretty much drunk. That was drunk Auntie right there.
That picture sums up anti-hero Jesse Gilmer. Yeah.
That man is
I think so.
That man is a man among men.
Yeah, exactly.
We all need to just go to
Canada. He's a good man. Someday he'll come back to Boss and we'll talk to him again.
He'll come back to MSN.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, Jesus. Well, Ben, what's your,
I'm, like, stumbling around my room right now. It's pretty fun.
You're just not used to being off balance, are you?
Not so much. It's entertaining.
You can always take the test that I do when I'm drunk. Close your eyes and try and stand on one leg.
Try to what? Stand on one leg?
Stand on one leg with your eyes closed.
Okay. Whoa. I'm not even closing my eyes, and this is hard.
Gravity is trolling you.
Yep. It's like 3 a.m. I'm just stumbling around my room.
Good thing your roommate ain't home.
Yeah, I don't know where he is. I saw him earlier today. He went out. He was all dressed up. I don't know where he was going.
He's out to go fight off some bear or something with a knife and then eat it.
He just like pours hot sauce in the bear's eyes.
He pours hot sauce in the bear's eyes and he shatters the bottle and tries to fight the bear off with the fucking bottle, a broken bottle of hot sauce.
Yeah, that's what he does. I'm sure. I don't know.
What's his one facial feature?
I guess his glasses. He's got big glasses.
Ah. Then all we can see is just his glasses, like, bro.
Yeah, like, except they're not really bro style at all.
They're just big, like, horn-rimmed. So they're dad glasses, pretty much.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
1950s dad glasses.
I'll show you a picture of him. You can see his glasses. I'll find it. You can describe him.
Okay. Are you sure you're able to operate the internet? You have a high blood alcohol.
Get up. Pretty sure the internet was designed for operating drunk man.
Is it not considered heavy machinery? Is it not a truck?
The internet is kind of heavy machinery, I suppose. Okay. Copy image URL. Here he is.
Where are you pasting it?
In MSN.
Oh, okie dokie.
That was the first thing I saw.
Alright, waiting. Oh, something just jumped. Clicking this link.
Distinctive features, bosses.
Clicking this link might open your computer to security risks.
My roommate is a security risk.
This guy is Gordon Freeman. This guy.
That's the guy from, like, Half-Life, right?
Yeah, this guy is just the guy from Half-Life.
I've never played that, but okay.
It looks just like him. Let me find a fucking Half-Life
really?
Picture. And I. Well, Gordon Freeman's hair is darker, but still.
It is the same glasses, isn't it? Wow. I just googled Gordon Freeman, and you're right. It's the same glasses.
Yeah,
he's got Gordon Freeman glasses.
It's almost exactly the same. I mean, Gordon Freeman's hair is darker, but...
Wow. You're right. I'm roommates with Gordon Freeman with hot sauce.
Yeah, Gordon Freeman's just a fetishy man for hot sauce.
Who knew? Like, that's... Yeah, who knew that Gordon Freeman was so into hot sauce?
Wow.
Yeah, I have this friend who's a big Half-Life fan. I'm gonna be like, hey, guess what? My roommate is Gordon Freeman.
You should.
Imagine Gordon Freeman, except with a fetish for hot sauce. That's my roommate.
You picture Gordon Freeman, only Gordon Freeman smothering himself in hot sauce to achieve any orgasm. That's my roommate.
I should sell merchandise.
You should just sell a tour through the house. Or the dorm.
Gordon Freeman's dorm room. Wow.
Alright. I gotta go to bed. I'm awake in 6 hours for work. Definitely worth the staying up, though. This was a magical conversation.
I've gotten good reviews on my drunkenness so far. Like in the bar, my friends were just like, Ben, you're really entertaining. It's like, that's good. But I'm so entertaining.
Ben, enjoy your sleep and your hangover tomorrow.
The last two times I've been drunk, I didn't have a hangover at all when I woke up, so I'm guessing maybe I just didn't really get hungover. I'm pretty pleased with that. I'll tell you about it tomorrow and see if it happens this time, but yeah, so far, no hangovers.
Yeah, just MSN me, I'll leave it open. Give me the update, I can walk in whenever from work. Anyway, okay. Ben, final thoughts.
This is KingRick 56, dailypos.org. I'm going to tell you that. Woo!